night, on top of the har itself. Like Rashi says, Vayachas Te'onan Lahar, it means Vilayr L'Moshe. It wasn't for Mitzvah's pre-show, the Shechina was there for Moshe Rabbeinu. The Shechina was there to cover the har Sinai. Sharei Kol Oysen Shishas Yomim, because these first 6 days, from Rosh Chodesh Sivan until like Vov or Zayin the Sivan, all of the Yorod, Moshe was busy, was going up and coming down Bashkoma. Loimelhem, Atem Risam Asher Atitzel Mitzrayim, Vayashim Moshe Divriyam Al Hashem, Olamoch Nemelar Leich Elohom, Vikidashim Lamoch Leich Reid Elohom, Bom, Hezheid Bom. Has said that Moshe was busy those 6 days. So you can't say those 6 days he was Porish, he was separated to be B'Terech Neshchina, because he was busy going back to Klai Yisrael. So that's what Bekiva's Pshat. But the Pasuk is Tam saying the first 6 days there was Shechina on top of Har Sinai, Lekovet Har Sinai. Vayikra El Moshe, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Aseret HaDibros, V'chol Yisrael Oimdim, and the whole Klai Yisrael was there. And then, B'yom HaShvi, right after the Aseret HaDibros, Moshe went up to Har Sinai. V'lo Abo HaKosev Elo Lechalei Kovet LeMoshe. So why does the Pasuk say, Vayishkan Kvod HaShem El Har Sinai, V'chaseinu Shesh Yomim, Vayikra El Moshe? Why does it say that he only called to Moshe? That was just time to give covered to Moshe. Because really the Shekhinah was there for the whole Klai Yisrael. Because everybody received their service of Dibris. The reason why the Pasuk says for Moshe is the Chalak covered to Moshe. That's what Rabbi Kiva learns out. So Rashi Leibu HaKosub Leimah Vayikri El Moshe Levadoi. It doesn't really mean that Hashem spoke to Moshe Levadoi. Because Hashem said the service of Dibris to everybody. El Lechalak LeKovod. The reason why the Pasuk says he spoke to Moshe was like to give cover to Moshe. But really it was for everybody. So this is the Machlokes, Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. And Rosh Lakish is going like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, there's a riot to Rosh Lakish. And Rabbi Yossi Aglili learns that first Rosh Chodesh Nisan could be there was no Shechina there. Then Aseret HaDibros were given on Vov. And then on Zay, and then for 6 days later, there was a Mrs. Prisham, that the Shechina came down again, that Moshe was perished there for 6 days. And on the 7th day, that's when he first went up to the Har. That's the riot to Rosh Lakish, that there's a Mrs. Prisham 6 days before you go to El HaKodesh. Vayetik Gemara says now, Rabbi Nosson Noemi, Rabbi Nosson says, Rabbi Nosson also holds like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that the Shechina was there after Har Sin, after the Aseret HaDibros. But he says, why was the 6 day Shechina? That the reason why Moshe had to wait 6 days after the Aseret HaDibros before he could go up to Har Sinai was to take away, clean him out from all the achilu and shtiyah that he had. To make him like a malach. His Moshe was going to go up to Shemayim to receive the Torah. There he didn't eat, he didn't drink, he was like a malach. So for 6 days before he went up to Har Sinai, he had to also prepare himself. That he had no food, it was to clean out his system. So Rashi says, Lamarak Achimushtiya, Rabbi Nosson Sovolo Kavyestaglili. Rabbi Nosson also holds Pshat in the Psukim here, is like Kavyestaglili. The Prisha Lamoshevi, that these 6 days, the Pasuk says there was a Shechina, that was because Moshe was Perish. That was after the Aseret HaDibros, the first 6 days afterwards, Moshe was separated himself in the Shechina. And Nosson just says, not like Rosh Lakish. You can't learn out from here that anybody that goes into the Machna Shechina goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there's a Mrs. Prisha. So Yehoisa Prisha Zu Elo Shebeshishi Yom Alolu Nismarko Achilo Shebemayim. So the reason why here Moshe had to be separated 6 days was special. Because here before he went up to Shemayim to be like a Malach, we wanted to empty out all the system, all everything inside him. Liyas Kamalchi Ashoras, to make Moshe like a Malach. But Stam, like a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, that goes into Kodesh HaKadoshim, he doesn't have to empty himself out like a Malach. Therefore, there's no Mitzvah Prisha. He can't learn out from here Mitzvah Prisha. Rabbi Masia ben Chorosh Oimer, Loibo HaKosev Elo La'ayim Olav. He also holds like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that after the Aseret HaDibros, the first 6 days, there was a Mitzvah Prisha. Moshe had to be separated for 6 days. Why? Layim olav, to give Moshe a little pacha, a little bit fear. Kadeshitei Torah nisenes b'yema, that the Torah that Moshe was going up to Shemayim now to receive the Torah, that Torah should be given b'yema with awe. Bereses of Isaiah with fear. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Ivdu es Hashem b'yira, it should be over Hashem with fear. V'gilu b'roda, and v'gilu be happy, also b'roda with fear. My v'gilu b'roda, what does it mean to be happy with fear? Omer Rav Ada Bar Masna, Omer Rav, B'mokam gila, b'mokam you should be happy, like b'limit ha-teirom, sham te-herodah. There there should also be fear. So before Moshe went up to ask Pinchas to receive the Torah, for 6 days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was la'ayim alav, put fear upon Moshe, that he should be mekabel the Torah b'tech yira. So drashi la'ayim alav, hu nami sav alav k'rav yosef glili. His Rav Masiyah also was like Rav Yosef Glili. The Prisha L'Moshe, that these 6 days are talking about after the Aseret HaDibros. The first 6 days afterwards, there was Shechina there special for Moshe. U'lahavdila mibnei Yodim, and to separate him from everybody else, like Rish Lakish, that there's a mitzvah Prisha here. She'tichol olav eimah, b'yoysa levadai, because when he'll be separated by himself, yovin v'yosim levova likoneis l'machne Shechina b'yemah. Today he'll be able to come into the Machne Shechina with awe, with fear. So 6 days before you come into the Machne Shechina, you have to separate yourself to get Ema, to get Yira. The Mokim Gila means Matan Torah Shaluchas. The Yechsev, Pekudi Yashem Yisharim Mesamchilev. It's by learning Torah, that's Mesamchilev that makes you happy. So with Hashem, the Mokim Gila, it's the Mokim, the Kabbalah Torah, is Sham Teirada. There should be fear also. That's why Moshe had to have this Mitzvah Prisha 6 days in advance. Today the Torah should be given like Bi'ema. So good, so it's a machlokes Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Akiva. But according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, it's a riot to Rish Lakish that there was a mitzvah prisha the first 6 days after Aseret HaDibros, Moshe was separated before he went up to the Machne Shechina. For the Gemara now, B'maika Miflagi. What's the machlokes, B'maika Miflagi, Rabbi Yosef Glili, Rabbi Akiva? What's the machlokes? What does it tell you in the machlokes of Yosef Glili and Rabbi Kiva? If shot from this psukim at the end of Mishpatim that it says for 6 days the Yonan was there and the 7th day Hashem called Moshe, are these 6 days the first 6 days of Chodesh Sivan, where Rabbi Kiva learns, it's talking about before the Aseret HaDibros, and B'yom HaShvi means for the Aseret HaDibros? Well, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, no, the pasuk is talking about after the Aseret HaDibros. The next 6 days afterwards, the Shechina was there for Moshe Rabbeinu, and then the 7th day, that's when he went up. What's the Machlokes Tolyin? So Gemara says, the Plukta Dani Tanoi. It's Tolyin another Machlokes Tanoi. Exactly when was the Torah given? When was the Aseret HaDibros given to Klal Yisrael? The Tanya we learned in the Braisa. B'shisha b'chodesh nitnu Torah Yisrael. That's what the Tanakhama holds. That Torah was given, the Aseret HaDibros was given on the 6th day of Sivan. Rabbi Yossi says, the Shiva boy. No, it was given on the 7th day. His Moshe was Hosef Yemechud Midaitai, that Hashem first gave the Aseret HaDibros on Shiva on the 7th day of Sivan. Now, so Rashi says this Machlokes, the Gemara and Shabbos goes through, Dashan's Psukim there, the Machlokes Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi. Now, the Gemara says like this. Man the Yom HaBishisha, the one that says what the Torah was given on the 6th day, is Bishisha Nitna, was given on the 6th day, over Shvi Yola. And the 7th day he went up. We'll soon see what that means. Now, man the Yom HaBishiva, the one that says Torah was given on the 7th day of Sivan, is B'shiva Nitna. The Torah was given on the 7th day, or B'shiva Ola. And on that day, Gufa, Moshe went up. As right after the Aseret HaDibros, that's when Moshe went up to HaSinai to receive the Torah. The Yitzhak, like the Pasuk says, Vayikriel Moshe b'yom hashvi, that Hashem called to Moshe b'yom hashvi. Now the Gemara explains it. What does it mean? Rabbi Yosef Glili Sav, Rabbi Yosef Glili holds Sav Allah Ketanakam. He holds at the Tanakama. The Yoma b'shishi b'chodesh nitnu Torah. The Torah was given on the 6th day. On Vav Sivan, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Aseret HaDibros to Klal Yisrael. Hilkach zeho yomai sa'ach Aseret HaDibros. Therefore, that this pasuk says now, Vayishkon Kvod Hashem al Har Sinai, Vayechaseihu on at Sheshes Yomim, that's talking about the 6 days after the Aseret HaDibros. And then the pasuk says, Vayikra Moshe b'yom HaShvi, Mitoichonon, on the 7th day of the Mitzvah Prisha, that's when Moshe went up. But these psukim are talking about Achar Aseret HaDibros. Why? The pasuk says, Vayishkon Kvod Hashem al Har Sinai, Vayechaseihu on at Sheshes Yomim, Le Moshe, for 6 days the Onan was there for Moshe, and then on the 7th day Hashem called up Moshe to come up to Sinai, the Kabbalah Shah Torah, to receive the rest of the Torah. He's the first on 6 on Zai on Vav Sivan, the Klal Yisrael received the Aseret HaDibros, and then 6 days and then the 7th day later, that's when Moshe went up to Sinai to receive the rest of the Torah. Why does Rabbi Yosef really hold like this? Because he says, these Sakotai Tarif, you're going to tell me, Vayishkon Kvod Hashem Meresh Chodesh, that Pshat, this Pesach here, is like Rabbi Kiva learns, that it's talking about on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, the first 6 days. That's when the Shekhinah was on the Har Sinai. Vayachasei on the Lahar. And the Shekhinah came down means, look over Har Sinai, that the first 6 days, the Shekhinah was on Har Sinai. Then the Pesach says, Vayikriel Moshe B'yamashvi, Lekabuli Aseres HaDibrois. You want to say what? That on the seventh day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Moshe to receive the Aseres HaDibrois. For the Gemara, HaKiblu Lehu Mishisha. But Rabbi Yosef really holds the Aseres HaDibrois was given on the sixth day. So how could the Pesukim here be talking about before the Aseres HaDibrois? What's true on the Pesach? That the Shekhinah was there 6 days, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Moshe on the seventh day. What did he call for on the seventh day? The Torah was given on the sixth day. On Vav the Sivan, the Aseres HaDibrois was given. So why did Hashem first call him B'Yom HaShvi? He should have said Hashem called him on the sixth day. Vaiter, V'akibu Lehu Mishisha. And Vaiter V'astalak Onan Mishisha. And who Adin is a Svara to say that the Onan went away on the sixth day. Like it's a Svara to say the whole Shekhinah was only there L'Kovid Har Sinai. If you say we're talking about now, if you're talking about the Shekhinah was there before the Aseres HaDibrois. So why was the Shekhinah on Har Sinai? Because Hashem is going to give now the Aseres HaDibrois. So the Svara to say as soon as Hashem gave the Aseres HaDibrois, right away the Shekhinah went away. So how could you say, Vayikra Moshe B'yom HaShvi Mitechonon, that Hashem called to Moshe the seventh day, Mitechonon Mitech the Shekhinah. If you're telling me now it's talking about the 6 days before the Aseres HaDibrois, that means the Shekhinah was only there. L'kovid the Aseres HaDibrois. So on the sixth day when Hashem gave the Aseres HaDibrois, that the Svara, the Shekhinah went away then. So how could the Pesuk say, U'bayem HaShvi Mitechonon, Hashem called Moshe on the seventh day, and the Shekhinah was still there. So therefore, the Svara is we're talking about now, the Shekhinah is not talking about Har Sinai. The first 6 days, we don't know what it was. And then Yom Vav, Hashem gave the Aseres HaDibrois. Now after the Aseres HaDibrois, the next 6 days, the Shekhinah was there still on Har Sinai, because Moshe needed a mitzvah prisha. Before he would go up to Har Sinai, he needed a prisha 6 days in advance. And then on the seventh day, Bayom HaShvi, Mitecho Hashem called to Moshe, Mitecho Onan. That's what Rabbi Yosef really learns from these Sukkim. That the Torah was given on Vav, and after Vav, the Shekhinah came down another 6 days for Moshe, and on the seventh day, Hashem called to Moshe. See Rashi, Nitnu Torah Zat Rashi Min Aseres HaDibrois, O Mikroa Yalfi Tamayo Tanakam Rabbi Yosef Masech the Shabbos, Perek Rabbi Kiva. We learn out the Pesukim in Shabbos, how you know the sixth day or the seventh day of Sivan. Now, man, the Yom of Shisha, today Nazba, Vochi, Vochi, Prusha, Vidmarks, like the Marks explains it soon. Yeah. Rabbi Yosef really saw, look at Tanakama. Hilkos Rashi says, Akochoch, Shisha Yom of Yom HaShvi, Akochoch, Achra Aseres HaDibrois. That's what the Pesuk says, that for 6 days the Shekhinah was there, and Hashem called Moshe the seventh day, has to be talking about 6 days after the Aseres HaDibrois. O Pirish Moshe Shisha Yomim, and Moshe separated himself after the Aseres HaDibrois the first 6 days. Over Shvi on the seventh day, Nichnas the Kabla Luchas. That's when Moshe really went up to Shemayim, was first on the seventh day after the Aseres HaDibrois. That's where Rabbi Yosef really learns the Pshat. For Rabbi Akiva, why is Rabbi Akiva saying that like that? He learns that the Pesuk is talking about before the Aseres HaDibrois. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva, so about Lok Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Kiva holds no. On the seventh day of Sivan, that's when Hashem first gave the Aseres HaDibrois to Klal Yisrael. Nitnu Torah Yisrael. Yeah, the Rashi of Rabbi Kiva, Solok Rabbi Yosi, Hilkach Shvi Zeh Zayin L'Chodesh Hoyim. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva learns the Pesukim very good that we're talking about now. Sheishes Yomim, the Shekhinah was on Har Sinai, L'Kovet Har Sinai. When? From Rosh Chodesh Sivan, the first 6 days. Vayikra Moshe B'yom HaShvi, on the seventh day, B'toich Onan, the Shekhinah was still there, because on the seventh day, that's when Hashem gave the Aseres HaDibrois to Klal Yisrael, and right after the Aseres HaDibrois, Moshe went straight up to Har Sinai. So Hashem called Moshe on the seventh day. That's what Rabbi Kiva learns from the Pesukim. And according to Rabbi Kiva, there was no Mitzvah Prisha. Right after the Aseres HaDibrois, Moshe went straight up to Har Sinai without any Prisha. Tamar says now, Vishleim of the Rebbe Kiva, it's very good according to Rebbe Kiva. Haimu the Mishkachas, that's the way it comes out, on Mishkachas law, that Bishiva Osa Betamuz Nishtabru Haluchas. Comes out very good, that after the Aseres HaDibrois, Moshe went up to Har Sinai for 40 days, 40 nights, and he came down on Shiva Osa Betamuz, and that's when he broke the Luchas. How do you have Shiva Osa Betamuz? Esrim v'yabod Sivan, you have 24 days left of Sivan. Hey, the luchos were given, the aseret hadibros were given on Zion Sivan, so you have another 24 days left. V'shisa the Tammuz, and you have 16 days of Tammuz. Malulu aboyim yoimin. That's how you have a complete 40 days. To have a bahar that Moshe was on Har Sinai, or v'shivsa v'tammuz nochis, and on the 17th day of Tammuz, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu came down. V'yosa v'tavrinu l'luchas. And that's when he saw clients were doing the Chet Egel, that's when Moshe broke the Luchas. So it's good according to Rabbi Kiva, that right after Aseres HaDibros, Moshe went up to Har Sinai, and he was there for 40 days. Elul Rabbi Yosef Glili, but according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, the Omar he holds, Shisha, the Prisham, that Moshe after Aseres HaDibros did not go up to Shemayim. He didn't go up to Har Sinai. The first 6 days he stood downstairs. It was a mitzvah Prisham. He was betech the Shechina that covered the onans for the first 6 days. Then he went up, then he first went up for 40 days. It should first come out, the 23rd day of Tammuz should be the end of the 40 days. Is lo yit paluchos. The luchos of Chura were not broken until the 23rd day of Tammuz. And we know not like that. We know that Moshe came down on Yud Zayin with Tammuz, and that's when he broke the luchos. So according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, it's a kasha. And the Gemara, Omelach Rabbi Yosef Glili, Aboyim Dahar, Bahadi Shisha the Prisha. That's not a kasha. It's true. It's always said Moshe was 40 days in Har Sinai. But it doesn't mean he was mamish upstairs in Shemayim for 40 days. The first 6 days of the 40 days, he was just downstairs by Har Sinai. There was a mitzvah Prisha. Those first 6 days, he was stamped downstairs by Terech Teshchina. And on the seventh day, that's when Hashem called him up to be in Shemayim. So really, he wasn't in Shemayim for 40 days. He was only there 33 days. It was only the first 6 days he was with Mitzvah Prisham downstairs by Har Sinai. Yeah. Fightem. Omamar said before, Vayikreel Moshe Moshe. Hashem called to Moshe. V'chol Yisrael Oimdim. That, and everybody was there. Notice that Kodesh Baruch Hu told to Moshe the Aseret HaDibros, and the whole Klai Yisrael was there. It's according to Rabbi Kiva, the pshat from Vayikreel Moshe b'yom Hashvi, Hashem called to Moshe, means he told the Aseret HaDibros to Moshe. Even though the whole Klai Yisrael was there, still it was nothing covered l'Moshe, as if Hashem was only talking to Moshe Rabbeinu. This is a riot to Rabbi Lezer. The Yomer Rabbi Lezer says, Vayikreel Moshe Moshe, Hashem called to Moshe, v'chol Yisrael loimdim, and the whole Klai Yisrael was also standing there, b'shat the Aseret HaDibros. The pasuk is only coming to give like covet to Moshe Rabbeinu. Even though Hashem was talking to the whole Klal Yisrael, still the pasuk says Vayikreel Moshe to give covet, special covet to Moshe Rabbeinu. But really, this was by the Aseret HaDibros, like Rabbi Kiva Shita, to the whole Klal Yisrael. Meisvei Avikasha. First, it says Koil Loi, Koil Elof. The pasuk could have said the word Loi, and instead it says the word Elof. So we dash him for this Moshe Shoma. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe, the koil, even though it was a loud koil, only Moshe was able to hear it. Nobody else. That's the theory. Here was saying by the Aseret HaDibros, Hashem spoke to Moshe, but not only did Moshe hear it, but the whole Klal Yisrael heard it. And here it's Mashmah, whenever Hashem spoke to Moshe, it says, Elov, only Moshe was able to hear it, nobody else. So Rashi says, Koil Loi Koil Elov. The Pasuk says in Banmid Bozayin, Vayishmes HaKoil Medaber Elov. Now, loy hoyo yochel loymer. The apostle could have said, Vayish mesakel medaber loy. Why does it say elov? Uksiv medaber elov. The lamdacha to teach us. She'elov levado hoyo nimshach hakel. Only was Moshe able to hear the kel. V'yoyo moid. Mishukum ha-mishkon. V'nadaber imoy mi'ala kaparis. V'hoyo hakel nishmal yisrael. Once Hashem spoke to Moshe through the kaparis, nobody else was able to hear. Only Moshe. Da'i krod v'yish mesakel b'yoyo moid ksiv. Reish nekrod v'voy Moshe loyo moid. So according to the kasha is, whenever Hashem spoke to Moshe, only Moshe could hear, and not the rest of Klal Yisrael. And here by the Aseret HaDibros was saying, the pasuk says, Vayikreel Moshe, and still was saying, it means that everybody heard. So according to Stira, and the Gemara Poshet Lekasha, Ha'avisina ha'aboya moit, by Har Sinai when Hashem gave the Aseret HaDibros, true Hashem was speaking to Moshe, but then the whole Klal Yisrael could hear it also. Mashenkin, once Hashem spoke to Moshe, the Oya Moit, that's the pasuk says, Elov, only Moshe was able to hear, and nobody else. Another teretz is lekasha or b'kriya or b'dibur. When it says lashon kriya by yikra, then everybody could hear. Over there in Banmid, it says lashon by yadabur Hashem elov.
There, by a dabba, that's only to Moshe and to nobody else. Rabbi Zrika Rami, Kroy, he asked the Kash, he asked the Spirit when they took him, came with the Rebbe Lezer, in front of Rebbe Lezer. For Yamrilon, some say, Omer Rabbi Zrika. Rabbi Zrika said that Rebbe Lezer Rami, Rebbe Lezer asked the question. Ksiv, one pasuk says, In last week's Pashim Pekudah, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu cannot come into the Yoyamayit. Why? Ki shochin alavonin. Because the Shekhinah was there. Therefore, Moshe would not come into the Yoyamayit. Well, Siv, another Pasuk says, we just said here, Vayova Moshe b'teichonin, that Moshe did come in b'teich HaShekhinah. It's called a stira. One Pasuk is Moshe, Moshe would not go, and here it says Moshe did go. Malamay to teach us. Yeah. Layachal Moshe, so Chorot Testira, Sam de Gemara, Malamed, Shetofsu HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to grab a hold of Moshe, Ve'aviyu Bonin. His Machmas Moshe Zanivus, Moshe held he was not right to go in the Makam Shekhinah. He couldn't go where the Shekhinah was. But HaKadosh Baruch himself had to grab Moshe and bring him into the Yoyal. Vayit the Rabbi Yishmoel Tana, Nema Kan B'toich. Here it says B'toich. V'nema Lahalan B'toich. What's the two betoyes? It says here, Vayov, Vayavoyu, B'nai Yisrael, betoyach hayom. The Klayasor came betoyach hayom, and here also it says, that Vayikriyo Moshe, B'yom Ashri, betoyach honen. So, we learn out, Ma lahalan, just like over there, by Kriyas Yamsuf, Shvil, they walked through their own special roads, the Siv Amayim Lehem Choyma, Ezavkan Shvil was a special road for Moshe to pass through to go into the Yonan. Vayta, Vayikro El Moshe. Now, Baal Pasha, Vayikro El Moshe, Vayadabra Shemelo, Lomo Hiktim Krila Dibur. How come in the beginning of Pasha's Vayikro, it starts off from Vayikro Hashem? Vayikro El Moshe, the Pasuk says, then Vayadabra Shemelo, then Hashem spoke to him. So why does this first say Vayikro and then Vayadabra? Vayikra Moshe v'daber is lo mehiktim kri l'dibur. Why does it say Vayikra before dibur? Is limda Torah derech eretz. Torah teaching us derech eretz. Good manners. Shelo yomer odem dibur lechaveroi. Somebody should not go to talk to his friend. Elim ken kareyu. Unless first you called him. Hey, make sure you get his attention first. First call him, and then you can talk to him. Is misayla l'Rabbi Chanina. It's a riot to Rabbi Chanina. The yomer Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina says. Lo yemar odom dovel lechaveroi. Somebody should not say something to his friend. Elim ken kareyu and lamer. Until you first call him and then tell him I want to talk to you. Yeah, kareyu. Now elim ken kareyu. Unless you call him first. Then the pasuk says lamer. Says vayikra el Moshe v'davar Hashem elav miyoyu moyid lamer. Says lamer to say over to other people. Is Omar Rebbe. That Amar Rabbi Mnas Musiab Rabba, that Minayin, how do we know? Li Oimer Dova Lechaveroi. If somebody tells you something, Shuba Bal Yoimer, Trasant, that is Mama Shalav, you're not allowed to tell it over to somebody else. If I tell you something, Poshita means where you know I'm Akbid, that I'm telling you something I want only you to know. I don't want you to tell it to anybody else. But if I tell you something, there's a Bal Yoimer, there's a Lav not to tell it over to somebody else. Achi Yoimalay Lech Emer. Unless the person tells you yes, you can tell it to somebody else. Shenema, the pasuk says here, for Yadaber Hashem Elov Miyoyu Moyid Lamer. Hashem spoke to Moshe, and then Hashem said Lamer. What does Lamer mean? That you're allowed to tell it over to other people. Michlal de Tava, you're allowed to tell it over to other people. But without the word Lamer, you will not be allowed to tell it over to somebody else. So if somebody tells you something, you're not allowed to tell it over to somebody else, unless he gives you a shoes to tell it to somebody. HaKopan the Gemara says now, Michlal de Tavayu Svir Lohu Miluyim, Kol HaKosav Be Ma'akevhen. He's both Reb Yechon and Rish Lakish both hold that whatever it says in the Pashas of Miluyim, those were the 7 days before the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, before the Shemini, that Aaron HaKohen did the first Avoida, those 7 days, whatever the Torah says there, by the Miluyim is Likuva. The Yitmar, Miluyim, Reb Yechon and Reb Chanina, Chadoma kolakosa be makiben, the chadomar dover ha makiv ladoris makiben. Of a shame makiv ladoris ain't makiben. Staka machlekis. That one man the yomis says, whatever mitzvah Torah says about the miluyim was likuva. That means if they didn't do it, it was possible. And one says no, only mitzvahs that are negei ladoris for the future generations, that then it's likuva. If you don't do it, the carbon is possible. Who are then by the miluyim also? If it wasn't done, it would be possible. But something l'doris, the mitzvah l'doris, we'll soon see which mitzvahs. That is not likuva, who adin by miluim was also not likuva. So Mor says, Tistayim Rav Yechon Udiyomar, kol akosu be'am akavehen. How bring your right, Rav Yechon is the one that says, anything that it says in the mitzvah simluim was likuva. What's the raya? Because before, on the blot before we had, that Rosh Lakish asked the kasha to Rav Yechonon. That midiyom alei Rishim Melokish. The Rav Yechonon, Rosh Lakish asked the kasha to Rav Yechonon before. That according to you, Rav Yechonon, you're learning out that just like there was a mitzvah prisha 7 days by the Meluyim, who are there now Mishnah? The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur has to be porous 7 days in advance. That's what Rav Yechonon shita. We learn out the mitzvah prisha by Yom Kippur from the Meluyim. Now, Rosh Lakish asked the kasha to Rav Yechonon, if so, ima Meluyim. If you're learning out from the Meluyim, just like by all the mitzvahs of the Meluyim, kol akosu ben makaven, any mitzvah that it said there in the parashas of Meluyim is likuva if you didn't do it. There was puzzle. That was Rosh Lakish's kasha. What was the kasha then? So obizoy by Yom Kippur also, it should be likuva that if the kohen was not porous 7 days in advance, he can't be a kohen gadol. And the kasha was the Mishnah's mashma not like that, because the Mishnah says mesakin eloy that we separate another kohen. But it doesn't say we do a mitzvah prisha by the second kohen. Mashma, the first kohen becomes tamei. We use the second kohen, even though there was no mitzvah prisha. So that was Rosh Lakish's kasha. You can't learn out from the Meluyim. Because if you do learn out from the Meluyim, everything should be likuva, just like it was there. And the Gemara before, v'loi kamahadalei. Rabbi Yechon didn't answer back anything. V'loi midi, he didn't answer anything back. It's the stayim. So it's a raya, Rabbi Yechon was maskim to the kasha. Like, true, I'm maskim to you. Whatever it says by the Meluyim is likuva. That's what Rosh Lakish says. You can't learn out from the Meluyim. What's that Kapshan Rav Yechonon? Why does Rav Yechonon learn out from the Meluyim? By the Meluyim, if the Kohen Aaron wasn't Parish, his Avoda was Possel, and by Yom Kippur was saying, even if he's not Parish, the Avoda is Kosher. So the Ritva speaks out, that's not a Kasher. When you learn out one thing from another thing, you don't have to learn out all the Dinim. Just like over there is Likuva, here also is Likuva. No, by the Meluyim Taka was Likuva. But by Yom Kippur, we're only learning out the mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah. That l'chatchila, the Kohen Gadol should be porous 7 days in advance. But for the Eved, if he wasn't porous 7 days in advance, so you avoid this still kosher. So Mor says, now my benayu, what's the machlokes between this machlokes, Rabbi Yechonon, and Rabbi Chanina? Rabbi Chanina says, you know what's makiv by the Meluyim? Only things that are makiv l'doris. But something that's not makiv l'doris is not makiv then. What's the difference?
Omer Rabbi Yosef, Semicha ikke benayu. The Nachmina is mitzvah.